1 year of Umesh Kolhe's murder, when Islamists brutally killed him over WhatsApp forward supporting Nupur Sharma. On June 21, Umesh Kolhe was hacked to death by the Islamists. The heinous crime sent shockwaves throughout the country, prompting the NIA's intervention. Last year, in the quiet town of Amravati, the tranquility was shattered on the fateful night of June 21, when Islamists hacked the 54-year-old pharmacist, Umesh Kolhe, to death while he was riding his scooter home. The Islamists stabbed on the left side of his neck, he was rushed to a nearby hospital, and the pharmacist succumbed to his injuries during treatment. Notably, Umesh Kolhe was murdered for merely forwarding a WhatsApp message in support of former BJP spokesperson Nupur Sharma. In May 2022, she made alleged remarks against Muhammad during a Times Now debate in response to Tasleem Ahmed Rahmani's derogatory comments on Bhagwan Shiva. The heinous crime sent shockwaves throughout the country, prompting the National Investigation Agency, NIA, intervention. The NIA probed the pharmacist's gruesome murder and submitted the charge sheet against 11 accused, Mubashir Ahmed, Shahrukh Khan, Abdul Tawshif Sheikh, Mohammad Shoaib, Atib Rashid, Yusuf Khan, Irfan Khan, Abdul Arbaz, Musfiq Ahmed, Sheikh Shakil and Shaheem Ahmed, for the premeditated murder on December 16, 2022. Bharat Umesh Kolhe murder case, court sends accused Abdul Arbaz and Maulvi Mushfiq Ahmed to near custody till August 12. Bharat the Resolute March with a message analysis Kafirophobia, Doctor of Death Bharat we are deeply disappointed with the observations made by the Supreme Court judges, Advi Alok Kumar at Sankalp March Bharat Amravati killing, larger conspiracy by a group, to promote religious enmity, NIA. The NIA charge sheeted the accused U.S. 120B, 341, 302, 153A, 201, 118, 505, 506, 34 of the Indian Penal Code, IPC, and US 16, 17, 18, 19 and 20 of the Unlawful Activities, Prevention, Act, UAPA. The NIA's probe revealed that the chilling criminal conspiracy was orchestrated to seek vengeance against Umesh Kolhe's WhatsApp post. The NIA said that the accused formed a terrorist gang against the pharmacist, killing him in a public area with the aim to strike terror among the people. In the course of its investigation, the NIA found that Umesh Kolhe's friend and WhatsApp group admin Yusuf Khan snitched against him, after the pharmacist shared a post supporting Nupur Sharma in the group. The NIA probe revealed that Yusuf Khan shared a screenshot in another group on June 14, where the plan to kill Umesh Kolhe began. However, Yusuf Khan claimed that the screenshot does not indicate the plan to kill Umesh Kolhe, instead, it was to call for an economic boycott. The NIA alleged that the radicalized Islamists of the Tablighi Jamaat committed the murder of Umesh Kolhe. The NIA further submitted that the accused were influenced by the ideology of brutality, Gustakh-e-Nabi ki ek hai saza, Satan se juda. However, Yusuf Khan denied these allegations, stating that he is a staunch Sunni Muslim following the Barelvi school of thought, in his bail plea before a near court. Nupur Sharma controversy. In May 2022, Nupur Sharma made some alleged remarks on Muhammad during a Times Now debate, anchored by Navika Kumar, in response to Tasleem Ahmed Rahmani's comments on Bhagwan Shiva and Kashi Gyanvai Shivling. Alt News co-founder Mohammad Zubair Dog whistled Islamists against Nupur Sharma, sharing her video, inciting widespread riots in India and abroad. Following Zubair's tweet, mobsters came to the streets to demand the beheading of Nupur Sharma. The Islamists alleged blasphemy against her and burnt her effigy. She was removed from her designation from the BJP and was forced to issue a licensed gun as death and rape threats against her and her family intensified. On the morning of May 27, 2022, Zubair tweeted, "Primetime debates in India have become a platform to encourage hate mongers to speak ill about other religions. Times Now's anchor Navika Kumar is encouraging a rabid communal hate monger and a BJP spokesperson to speak rubbish which can incite riots. Shame on you, Vineet Jain." Bharat 1 year of Umesh Kolhe's murder. When Islamists brutally killed him over WhatsApp forward supporting Nupur Sharma. Bharat after Nupur Sharma, so-called fact-checker, Zubair spreads venom against Kajal Hindustani. Islamists demand beheading Bharat when contempt becomes a norm. Bharat the Resolute March with a message Bharat hashtag judicial over activism, state complicit violence. On May 27, 2022, Nupur Sharma tweeted, tagging Delhi police and the police commissioner, I am getting continuous death and beheading threats against my family and myself, which are egged on by Mohammad Zubair because of his attempts to incite communal passions and vitiate the atmosphere by building a fake narrative. Nupur Sharma also accused Zubair of inciting violence against her and said, there is a so-called fact-checker who has started to vitiate atmosphere by putting out a heavily edited and selected video from one of my debates. Ever since, I've been receiving death and rape threats, including beheading threats against me and family members. Gustak A. Nabi Ki Ek Hai Saza, Sa Tan Se Juda. Zubair's dog-whistling Islamists against Nupur Sharma led to widespread riots across the country. Gripping the nation in fear, riots broke out in Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand and West Bengal against Nupur Sharma's alleged remarks. The chants of Gustak A. Nabi Ki Ek Hai Saza, Satan Se Juda, echoed through the streets. A week after Umesh Kolhe's murder, two Muslim men, Riyaz Akhtari and Ghos Mohammad, killed a Hindu tailor Kanhaya Lal in Udaipur, Rajasthan, on June 28. The murder gripped the nation in fear, as the two Islamists recorded a video wherein they can be seen talking to the tailor about measurements. The accused later attacked Kanhaya Lal with a knife, stabbing him to death. The two Islamists also claimed responsibility for beheading Kanhaya Lal later in the video. The tailor was killed because his son shared a few posts in support of Nupur Sharma on social media. In the video, the Islamists also used abusive language against Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Nupur Sharma, chanting, Gustak A Nabi Ki Ek Hai Saza, Satan Se Juda. On June 9, Islamists blocked the Delhi-Kolkata National Highway near Ankurti on NH-116 over Nupur Sharma's alleged remarks. The Islamists blocked the highway, resulting in a traffic halt of 11 hours. The mob burnt tires and pelted stones, shouting slogans demanding Nupur Sharma's arrest. Later, West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee further provoked the mob, asking them to go to Delhi and block the roads of the national capital demanding the Prime Minister's resignation. If you all are so annoyed, then go to Delhi and protest there peacefully and demand the PM's resignation. Why are you creating a problem here? I request you all to maintain peace and withdraw protest, Mamata Banerjee said. Opinion journalists or propagandists, Afa Khanam and Rana Ayub's lies affecting India's image globally. Bharat Kanhaya Lal murder case, from Pakistani handlers to Muslim neighbor involvement, big disclosure in NIA's charge sheet. Bharat Kanhaya Lal murder case, near arrests PFI's political wing SDPI Udaipur district president Mohammad Sohail. Bharat, Shahar Ko Kabala Bana Denge, Nitish's JDUMLC Rasool Balyawi threatens to wage war if comments made against Muhammad. Bharat organizer journalist gets, Satan Se Juda, threat. On June 10, the police arrested mastermind Javed Ahmed after major incidents of stone pelting were reported from at least two Prayagraj localities, which took police 5 hours to restore peace. Prayagraj senior SSP Ajay Kumar had said, mastermind Javed Ahmed detained, there could be more masterminds, the anti-social elements used minor kids to hurl stones at the police and administration. A case registered under 29 crucial sections. Action will be taken under Gangster Act and the NSA. On June 11, a massive protest erupted after Friday namaz at Delhi's Jama Masjid. About 1500 people were gathered at the mosque when nearly 300 people came out to protest against Nupur Sharma. Delhi police removed the protesters and brought the situation under control. Two persons have been arrested last night under Section 153A of IPC. Friday namaz always has a crowd, so we were alert that something could happen. But the way people came after offering namaz with banners and placards denotes that there is some kind of planning behind it, said Deputy Commissioner of Police, DCP, Central District, Shweta Chauhan. Topics: Nupur Sharma, Mohammad Zubair, Satan Se Juda, Nupur Sharma controversy, Umesh Kolhe murder case.